And so I'm pleased to present an attorney's fees update. And the good news is we have some big news in the area of attorney's fees, and I know that's a topic that is near and dear to many of our hearts. And we have some almost big news from the legislature that didn't quite happen. And I'm going to tell you right now that you have an excellent paper. If you don't have the notebook, you've got it online. You have an excellent paper that is largely the legal scholarship of my partner, Polly Fone. There is a mistake in the paper, and we're going to point that out. And when I point that out, I want you to write out to the side, wrong, and then I want you to write, Ann's fault. Because it's my fault there's a mistake in the paper, and I don't want it to any way impugn my partner's scholarship in Syria. So let's dive right in. What we're going to cover today, what we've done is we're not going to cover everything in the paper. We've identified what we think are the four hot topics, the four big topics in attorney's fees that everybody really needs to be paying attention to. Let me just say this about attorney's fees. I talk on prejudgment interest a lot, and they're very similar topics in that in most opinions, prejudgment interest and attorney's fees get given, you know, the last three paragraphs of the opinion, and that's how, and in most opinions, they're really not the main event, and that's, I guess, as it should be. Unfortunately, that's the way many lawyers have the same mindset. They don't pay attention to those things until the very end of the case, sometimes with fairly dire consequences. So what the four topics we've identified that we're going to cover today are general versus specific pleading. A big issue that where there's a lot of changes is the changes in lodestar proof requirements. And then the almost big news about the applicability of Chapter 38, the legislative amendment that didn't quite happen. And then also attorney's fees as sanctions. And then with whatever time we have left, because we do realize we are the speech right before the lunch break, with whatever time we have left, we're going to go through really quick four other topics: segregation, anti-SLAPP, prevailing party, and Rule 91. So our first topic.